请我们一同翻到诗篇六十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 61.
六十一篇第二节。
Psalm 61, verse 2.
我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你，求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
今天我想我们一同在主的脚前思想大卫的这个祷告，当我心里发昏的时候，领我到更高的磐石。
Let's come to ponder on the Psalm of David, his prayer that when we have our heart is faint, that he will lead us, our Lord lead us to the rock that is higher than I.
一个基督徒发昏有很多种原因和情况。
There are many reasons and situations where a Christian would grow faint.
当一个人一个生活过习惯了，或者他聚会聚习惯了，但他不知道自己在干什么，这个人心就在发昏。
When a person lives his life every day as is and come to the meetings as is every time the same, then he begins to get comfortable and his heart grows faint.
或者我们的心被罪、被私欲充满。或者我们在爱世界，我们坚持自己的时候，我们的心在神面前就好像发了昏一样。
Or when our heart we pursue after sin or of our all the pleasures of the world and in us it'll start to grow faint.
或者我们里面有很多误会，有很多偏见，有很多怀疑。
Or when within us there is a lot of prejudice, there are doubts.Then we also grow faint.
我们的思念就变成虚妄，我们的心在神面前就昏暗。
And all our thoughts will go to vain, and our hearts before the Lord it grows dark.
当大卫在这里写到他心里发昏的时候
，When David here when he wrote about his heart being faint,
他特别指到因着环境临到他，他在心思和情感上所受的冲击。
He points to when the situation befalls him and in his mind and his emotions how he feels.
他心里所经过的痛苦，所经过的迷茫。
And all the things that his heart has been through, all the confusion.
有的环境是主的管教，有的环境是主特别安排允许发生在我们身上。
Some environment is the Lord's discipline, and some environment the Lord allows it to happen on us.
当这些环境临到的时候，我们心里面和大卫有一样的感觉，我的心在发昏。
When these environment befalls us, then our heart is just like David. We feel our heart is faint.
但大卫知道有个出路，那个出路不在这个事情上面。那个出路在一个更高的地方。
And David knows that there is a way out, and the way out is not on this matter, but the way out is on the rock that is higher than he.
巴比的翻译不仅说到这是一个更高的磐石，他还说到这是一个对我来说太高的磐石。
In David's translation, not only did he it's this rock that is higher than I, but this rock is too high for me.
也就是说这高处是凭着我自己的努力是没有办法达到的。
That this high place is not a place where I can be by my own strength.
那我们属灵的高处在哪里呢？
And where is the high place in our spiritual life?
当我们真的在主面前伏下来，我们降卑的时候，主就带我们到一个高处。
So when we humble ourselves and surrender ourselves to the Lord will bring us to this higher place.
我们常常讲到要降卑，要倚靠，但我们的经历告诉我们，这是我们凭着自己的努力根本做不到的事情。
And oftentimes we say we want to humble ourselves and we want to trust in the Lord, but we know from our experience we are unable to do that by our own strength.
我想到旧约中参孙的故事。
And I remember the story of Samson in the Old Testament.
在参孙失败之前。在他的认识里面，从来没有我不行这三个字。
Before Samson failed, in his life there is no such a word as I can't do it.
虽然是神大大的把恩赐给他，但当一个人一直得胜，没有被对付的时候，这个人是很难不骄傲的。
Even though he was blessed with great gifts, but if a person keeps only overcoming things, and very likely he's not, he's going to be proud.
当一个人骄傲的时候，他的心就慢慢发昏，因为有些事情是他一直看不见。
When a person starts to be proud, then in his heart it will start to grow faint because there are things that he cannot see.
当我读到他把他力量的秘密告诉大力拉的时候，我心里面想，不仅是因为贪生的情感没有受过对付，并且是他的骄傲使他很大的失败。
So when I see that he told Delilah the source of his strength, I see that that he is also proud in his heart.
我们读贪生的故事，我们知道贪生他其实不是一个他只有一股蛮力的人。
We know that when we read on Samson, not that he has a strength only.
他其实对付非利士人是有计谋的，他还出谜语。
He has he knows how to deal with the Philistines.
当大力拉问他的时候，他也没有一开始就被情感冲昏头脑，马上把这秘密告诉他。
When Delilah asked him, he didn't he wasn't filled with odd emotion, and he he didn't immediately told her about the source.
并且好像好玩一样，跟大力拉开了三次玩笑。
So he kind of played with her and joked with her three times.
每次开完玩笑起来，贪生就被他开的那个玩笑那个方式绑住。就是每次贪生和大力拉开完这个玩笑，他起来就发现他被那个玩笑中的方式绑住。
Every time he joked with Delilah, he realized that when he awoke, he realized that he was bound by this joke.
其实一个正常人都能够觉得有一些奇怪。
An ordinary person would know this is kind of weird.
为什么参孙竟然守不住这个这么重要的秘密呢？
How come Samson couldn't keep this the secret?
除了大力拉天天催逼他，参孙心中爱大力拉，所以他烦闷到死之外。
Because Delilah kept kind of pressuring him to tell her the answer, also because of Samson loving Delilah.
参孙心里面想，一千个非利士人都不是我的对手，一个女子能把我怎么样呢？
In Samson's heart, he thinks that even 1,000 Philistines is not
no match.
This is no match for him. What is a woman?
所以即使告诉你也没关系。
It's okay if I told you.
因为参孙上一次的经历，他就把那个秘密谜语的谜告诉他那时候的妻子，但他一手解决所有的后果。
Because previously he had already told a riddle. Okay, sorry. I can't hear. So previously he had told a riddle and nothing. He was able to get out of trouble too.
当他这一次他想像往常一样挣脱绳子的时候。
But this time when he tried to free himself from being bounded.
他发现他一点力量都没有。
He found that he has lost all his strength.
他被非利士人捆绑。
He was being bound by the Philistines.
他的双眼被挖掉。
His eyes were gorged.
他被铜链拘锁在监里面推磨。
He was in chains, and was in, the mill.
一个曾经这么有力量的士师，现在一圈一圈的走在监里面推磨。
He was once a powerful judge, and yet today he's there at the grinder.
他心里都是些什么感觉呢？
What was his feeling?
他怎么过他的每一天呢？
How could he live every day?
我真的很想问参孙。
I really want to ask Samson.
你有怨过大力拉吗？
Have you blamed Delilah?
你有怨过那些害你的非利士人吗？
Have you blamed the Philistines who have harmed you?
你有怨过神为什么这种事发生在我身上吗？
Have you blamed God? Why did you let this happen to me?
这些问题像不像我们心里发昏的时候？
Or do these questions sound like when our heart is faint?
我们心里面的苦毒都被挑起来的时候，我们所问的问题呢？
When our the bitterness in our heart are being stirred up, are these the questions that we ask?
当苍生在他人生最低处的时候，神却把他带到一个更高的磐石。
When Samson was at his lowest in his life, the Lord brought him to a rock that is higher than he.
他里面的眼睛终于看到，没有神，我这个人什么都不是。
With his inward eye, he finally sees that without God, I am nothing.
并且他心里开始有一种我要倚靠的感觉，这感觉在苍生心里面以前是很少，几乎是没有。
In his heart, he begins to have this heart that wants to trust in the Lord, because previously this is not in his heart.
当苍生被非利士人提出来的时候，
When he was brought out by the Philistines,
他对着拉他手的童子说，让我摸着柱子靠一靠。
He spoke to the boy who was holding on to him that, you know, you bring me to the pillars that I may be able to lean on it.
我们看到神并没有马上从环境中把苍生救出来。
We see that God did not immediately relieve Samson from the situation.
有时候神也没有马上从漩涡中把我们救出来。
The same, the Lord didn't immediately bring us out of the whirlwind.
我们心里很着急，越着急越发昏。
And we are so anxious about it in our hearts, and the more anxious we are, the more faint we get.
我们只能无依无靠地来到主面前。
We can only come to Him.
每天早上醒来就跟主说，主我不行，这一天求你带我过去。
And we can only come to him every morning and tell him that, Lord, you have to bring me through the day. I can't do it by myself.
在我们心里发昏的那段日子里面，我们就靠着主一天一天的过。
So in the days where our heart is faint, we lean on the Lord and for every single day.
我们竟然不知不觉在学什么是真正的倚靠主。
And unknowingly, we learn what it means to truly trust in the Lord.
我们真的经历主耶稣和我说，一天的难处一天去担。
And we start to experience what the Lord say, the day's worry, it is enough for a day.
我想苍生也是这样。
With the same, I think, for Samson.
他的头发慢慢长出来，这个人在主面前慢慢被恢复。
His hair began to grow back again, and he himself started being restored by the Lord.
这是苍生以前从来没有经历过的。
This is something Samson has never experienced before.
他以为说要谦卑，要倚靠，要放下，这些我都懂。原来这是一个比我更高的磐石。
Previously, he feel that, you know, to humble himself, to trust all these, you know, I can do it by myself, but no longer. Now this is the rock that is higher than I.
我们常常心里面都祷告说，求主给我一个更高的眼光，让我明白这些事情。
Often we pray in our hearts, Lord, to give me another viewpoint so I can understand these things.
但当我们有更高的眼光之前，我们要先在高处遇见我们的主。
But when we want to have a viewpoint that is on a higher ground, then we have to be brought to a higher, to trust in the Lord to go to a higher ground.
我们不能越过这一步，不然其实都是人的教训，给我一时的激励，但对我来说其实很苍白。
We cannot just go through without this part, because then it will all be men's teaching and men's encouragement to get me through.
即使我们的心不是完全明白，但是因着我们遇见主，我们的心安息下来，我就靠着主继续往前。
It's not that our heart already understands, but because our heart trusts in the Lord and we get through it and start to understand.
主就慢慢改变我们的心，归正我们的心思意念。
The Lord will, that we'll meet the Lord and then He will change us, gradually change us our thoughts.
第二点。
Secondly,
苍生在高处还看见一个很重要的事情。
On the higher ground, Samson saw another important matter.
当他在菲利士人被戏耍的时候
，So when the Philistines were playing with him,
他祷告说：“主耶和华啊，求你眷念我，神啊，赐我这一次的力量，使我可以在菲利士人身上报那挖我双眼的仇。”
Then he called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes.
苍生看见，原来我从母腹中就被分别出来，原来神大大的给我恩赐，只有一个目的。
So Samson started to realize that from his mother's womb, when the Lord set him apart and gave him this gift, there's only one purpose.
就是服侍神，完成他在我身上的目的。
It is to serve God and to finish the purpose that he has in my life.
弟兄姊妹，这个看见太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, how important it is to have this sight.
因为没有这个看见，很遗憾，我们很多高处的经历都是不完全的。
Without this sight, what a shame that these experiences on higher ground is not complete.
明明我就是厌倦了虚空的生活而信主，为什么我信主后又回到虚空的生活里面呢？
It is because of this emptiness in my life, I believe in the Lord, and why do I, after believing in the Lord, still live in this emptiness?
明明是主奇妙的作为把我带进这个学校或者带进这个工作。
Truly, it is God who brought me to the school, to this workplace.
为什么我进去之后又开始爱世界，我又发昏了呢？
And why did I go into it and then begin to love the world and and be faint in my heart?
因为我们心里面没有一个目的。
Because in our heart there is no purpose.
但苍生没有忘记他的目标，他祷告说赐我这一次的力量。
But Samson did not forget his goal. He just asked for strength for this once.
当我们在难处中的时候，
When we are in difficulties,
我们真是像大卫的感觉，我是在一个地极，我是在一个尽头。
Like David, we feel we are at the end of our wits.
以前的确主都把我带过，但我真的不知道我这一次我能不能过去。
Indeed, the Lord has brought me by the previous time, but I do not know this time if I'm able to get through.
但是我心中有一个呼求。
But I have a cry in my heart.
主啊，求你这一次带我过去，赐我这一次的力量，不然我从此在你面前是个没有用的人。
And I cry out to the Lord, that Lord, you have to get me through this. Give me strength one more time. If not, I will not be useful.In the end,
为什么有的人可以一关一关的被主带着过？
How come some can be brought, you know, one thing after another to go through it?
其实大卫很多失败，他很多软弱和痛苦，为什么他每一次还是有力去呼求？
David has weakness and failures, and how come every time he can go before the Lord and cry out to the Lord?
因为他心中是有个 drive.
Because in his heart there is a drive.
我是要服侍神的，我不愿被这些事情拖垮我。
I want to serve God. I will not allow these things to hold me down.
所以我求神怜悯我，救我。
So I ask the Lord to have mercy on me, to deliver me.
当苍生这么祷告的时候，他死时候所杀的非利士人比他活的时候杀的还要多。
So when Samson prayed to the Lord, the Philistines that he killed that day is more than all that he has killed in his whole life.
原来服侍主真的被主用，不是凭着苍生的恩赐和能力所能达到的磐石。
Because to serve God is not out of Samson's own strength to be able to be on that rock.
苍生以为我把狮子撕裂，这是我的一个高处。
Samson thinks that, you know, to be able to tear the lion apart, that is my high ground.
他以为我出谜语难倒非利士人，这又是我一个高处。
And when I have a riddle that the Philistine can't solve, then this is my high ground.
他觉得我打死一千个非利士人，这更是我的高处。
Well, I have killed 1,000 Philistine. This is my high ground.
但是有个高处是他自己达不到。
But there is this high ground that he cannot reach by himself.
那个高处在哪里呢？
Where is this high place?
在他一生中最落魄的时候。
It is the time when he is at his life's lowest.
在他想也没想过，其实想过也不想进去的环境里面。
He has never thought about it and couldn't imagine himself, even if he knew, he wouldn't want to be in that place.
所以我们真的说神是奇妙的。
So we say God is indeed amazing.
当苍生的父亲问神说，你叫什么名字呢？
So when...
Samson's
father asked him, what is his name?
What
is God's name?
神说，你何必问我的名字呢？我的名是奇妙的。
And God says, why do you ask me for my name? I'm amazing.
弟兄姊妹，神通过一些地上的事情试炼我们。
Brothers and sisters, God through things on this earth give us trials.
给我们机会，让我们经历原来属灵的实际是在高处。
And give us opportunities to experience that spiritual experiences are on the high ground.
如果我们只看着这些事情，或者只注重字句，我们的心就发昏。
If we only look at the matters, if we focus on only the words, then our heart will grow faint.
当主把我们带到一个比我们更高的磐石的时候，我们真的说信主的路是 exciting。
But when the Lord leads us to the rock that is higher than I, then we see that this way of following the Lord is exciting.
愿主的话激励我们，我交通到这。
May the word of the Lord encourage us. This is my sharing.
Lately, we have heard so many good messages on spiritual reality.
我想我们都听到了很多很好关于属灵实际的信息。
And we have so much knowledge on this.
我们有对属灵实际太多的知识。
I feel that what we need to do now is go and exercise what we have heard.
我里面有一个感觉，我们今天所需要去，而是去操练。
I have never seen an athlete who is only full of knowledge but never goes to the gym to train.
我从来没有见过一个运动员，他里面满了知识。但从来不去健身房里面去训练。
Similarly, we must exercise what we have heard in our daily life.
同样的，我们今天也必须在我们每天的生活当中来操练。
Because there's no other way we can grow our spirit.
因为没有另外的一条路，我们今天能够在属灵上成长。
But in our eagerness to pursue the Lord, I want to share a few things that we must be aware of.
当我们里面在积极的在寻求主的时候，我今天想分享几件事情。
First thing I'd like to share is that we don't try to fix our old man and try to build up our own soul life.
第一点，我们今天不是要在这里改造、修造我们这个旧人，在那里建造我们自己的魂生命。
Let's turn to the Bible and read a passage.
我们一起翻到圣经，一起来读一些主的话。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
以弗所书第四章二十二到二十四节。
That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
二十二节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏，又要将你们的心智改换一新。并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So we hear all these messages on bearing the cross, denying ourselves.
我想我们听到了太多的信息关于背上十字架舍己。
I think a natural reaction is we make a resolution. I will bear the cross. I will not let my flesh come out.
所以我们里面自然的反应就是我今天要背起我的十字架，我要舍己。
That we are so determined to do this.
我们里面好像非常的坚定，我要这么来做。
Brothers and sisters, do we see that by making this resolution, we are already headed down the wrong path?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有看到，当我们在这里立志要这样做的时候，我们已经走上了一条错误的道路。
That this path we're headed to is just trying to fix our old man, our soul life.
因为这条路是在那里修造我们，改造我们这个旧的人，要建立我们自己的魂生命。
So why is fixing our old man wrong?
所以为什么今天说修造我们这个旧人是错的呢？
We see that in the world today, there are so many methods on how to grow, persevere, and make ourselves better.
我们看到今天在世界当中有多少种的方法在那里建造我们，在那里忍耐，让我们这个人能够成长起来。
We see this is not something bad, but we can't bring this mindset into Christianity.
我们知道这些不是坏的事情，但我们不能够把这样的心思带到我们属灵的成长里面。
Because this is not the way the Lord has provided for us.
因为这样的一条路不是我们的主所给我们的路。
To understand this, we can look at Adam and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们要看这件事情，就可以从亚当在对于分别善恶树的这个故事当中。
God told Adam that the day he ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he would die.
神告诉亚当说，当你吃那分别善恶树的果子的时候，你必要死。
And we know this is not talking about physical death, but it's talking about spiritual death.
我们都知道这里不是说到好像他的肉身受死了，而说他的灵死掉了。
And so his spirit would be dead and cut off from God.
他的灵死掉之后就与神脱开了连接。
But what is so bad about this tree?
所以这个分别善恶树到底坏在哪里呢？
We need to see that this tree is actually not a bad tree. In fact, it is the second best tree in the garden.
我们要看到这个树不是一个坏的树，而是它是次好的树，第二好的树。
It is second only to the tree of life.
它只是在生命树的下面。
The problem is that this tree of knowledge and good and evil can only supply our soul. It cannot supply our spirit.
知识善恶树的问题乃在于它只能够提供给我们的魂生命，不能建立我们属灵的生命。
This tree of knowledge of good and evil represents the best we can do, the best the world can do.
分别善恶树乃意味着我们这个人能够做到最好，这个世界上能够做到最好。
Those who do not have Christ's life at most can only improve their soul life.
而是没有主的生命，而在那里改造我们个人的生命。
But how should we view these things as Christians?
所以我们今天作为基督徒，我们怎么样来看这件事呢？
In Ephesians we read that our old man is corrupt.
当我们读到以弗所书的时候，他说我们的旧人已经是败坏的。
There is no way to save it. The only way is to replace it with the new man.
这没有一条路能够来救我们这个旧人，而只有神的生命。
And this new life is the life that Christ has given us.
这个新的生命就是主耶稣所赐给我们的生命。
So while we are surrounded by the world and all the advice is to fix our old man.
当我们被周围这些所有世界的东西，世界的高科技的产品围绕的时候，在那里改造我们的魂生命。
And we must have a renewed mind and see that as Christians, we do not live by the same principles as the world.
我们必须看到我们作为一个基督徒，我们有一个更新的心思，我们不是靠这些来活。
And so, why is this so dangerous to go down this path?
所以为什么走上这条路是如此的危险？
Do we think that, oh, maybe we can save our old man first and then say, go to our new man?
我们是不是会想到我先来改造我这个旧人，然后我再走上神的路呢？
See, this is not the case.
这里不是这样。
And so, I think one big danger is that we can fool ourselves into thinking we are growing.
一个巨大的危险就是我们在这里自己欺骗我们自己，说我在成长。
But in fact, we are ending up farther and farther from the Lord.
但是实际上我们却离神越来越远。
Let's give a simple example. Let's say I'm determined that I won't get angry.
我想我给一个非常简单的例子，当我们里面立志我不要发火的时候。
So then I make a resolution for 1 month, I won't let myself get angry.
所以我对我自己立志说我这一个月我都不要发火。
Have we made this resolution or a similar resolution before?
我们有没有做过一样的立志呢？或者相似的立志呢？
But time and time again, we fail.
有多少次过去之后我们看到我们失败了？
But then the one time we finally accomplished this goal.
但是有一次我们达成了我们所定的目标。
What does this achieve?
我们达到的是什么呢？
We feel so proud about ourselves. We feel that now we are a little more holy. But we must see that, in fact, at this point, we are even farther from God. Because we are continuing to build up our soul and not our spirit. Not only that, but this is exactly what Satan, the enemy, wants.
不仅是这样, 而这正是我们的仇敌, 撒旦想要做成,
to keep us in a condition where we think we are doing well, where we're growing.
把我们保留在一个光景当中, 我们以为我们自己在追求主, 但其实已经离开主。
But in fact, we are actually moving farther from God.
但实际上我们越来越远离神。
And so when we see, when Adam ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he chose a life independent from God.
当我们看到亚当当他选择分别善恶树的果子的时候, 他选择的生活乃是依靠自己远离神的生活。
Similar today, if we choose to rely on ourselves and improve our soul life, we are choosing a life independent from God.
我们今天也是一样, 当我们选择要来建立自己, 我们乃是选择要靠自己远离我们的神。
So this brings me to the second point, which is sort of the opposite of the first point we were just talking about.
这里提到我要提到的第二点,
and that is that we must be completely dependent on Christ and rely on Him for everything.
我们必须完全地来依靠主, 在所有的事情上来依靠他。
So what does it mean to completely rely on the Lord?
完全地依靠主是什么意思呢?
Let's take a step back and look at what it means to rely on something.
我们退一步地来讲, 什么叫做依靠主?
Let's look at a very simple example. Let's look at our smartphones.
我们举一个很简单的例子, 我们看我们今天所用的智能手机。
We use it every single day.
我们每天都在用。
Whether it be the alarm clock wakes us up in the morning.
我们在早上的时候, 我们设定闹钟叫我们起床。
We use the maps for direction when driving.
我们用地图来我们开车的时候指引我们方向。
We make phone calls, send messages, so much we do on our phones.
我们打电话发信息, 我们太多的依赖我们的手机。
Our phones, often the first thing we check in the morning,
当我们起来第一件事, 我们就是来看我们的手机。
It is with us throughout the day, in our pocket, in our bags.
在每天的生活当中, 它不在我们的口袋里, 就在我们的包里。
And it's often the last thing we see before we go to sleep.
这也是我们睡觉前看的最后一件事情。
Our phones have become such a necessity in our lives that we can't live without it.
我们的手机变成了我们生活当中必备的一件物品, 我们离了它就不能活下去。
I'm sure many of you have experienced that feeling when you're not at home and you get the low battery warning.
我想我们都有那样的体验, 当我们不在家的时候,我们的手机有那个电量低的提示。
And you begin to panic, and when there's only 1% left, you're trying to find a power outlet, you're hurrying to go home.
当我们的手机只有1%的电量的时候,我们里面好像就, 好像就很惊恐, 我们要找到那个充电的电线, 要赶紧给它充电。
So we might not like to admit it, but we rely on our phones quite a lot.
我们可能不愿意承认, 但我们实际上的确是非常依靠我们的手机。
So let's say one day you lose your phone.
我们今天假如来说有一天, 我们的手机丢了。
Less than a day, less than an hour, maybe a few minutes, you will immediately start to feel something is missing.
也许就在几分钟之内, 你就会感到我丢了我的手机。
You don't feel in your pocket or your bag, and you can't check your phone for messages.
你发现它不在你的口袋里, 不在你的书包里, 你没有办法来检查你的信息。
So the point I'm trying to get is if we use something every day, we notice it and it almost becomes a part of us.
我想我要在这里说的是, 当我们用到一件东西是我们每天都在用的, 当它不在的时候, 我们里面马上就会知道。
But now let's look at our relationship with God.
我们现在来看我们与神的关系。
Do we have this ceaseless prayer before Him like we constantly check our phones?
我们有没有向着神的祷告也是这样不住的祷告, 就像我们一直在那里检查我们的手机一样呢?
Do we keep Him near by our side wherever we go, like we keep our phones with us?
我们是不是把我们的神也放在我们的旁边, 就像我们时刻带着我们的手机一样呢?
Now we know the Holy Spirit will never leave us.
我们知道圣灵是永远不会离开我们。
But hypothetically speaking, if one day the Holy Spirit is no longer with us, will you notice that He's gone?
我们今天假设的来说, 如果有一天, 圣灵离开了我们，你里面能够感觉到吗？
Do you even feel that you are missing anything?
你里面会不会感觉到你丢掉了一样东西呢？
If we are simply going through the motions, we come to meeting, we read the Bible, we pray, we don't even know if God is listening.
如果我们只是在循环的在做，我们来到聚会里面读圣经祷告，我们都不知道神有没有在听。
We may not even notice that the Holy Spirit is missing from our life.
我们可能甚至都不知道今天圣灵已经在我们的生活当中。 离开。
Maybe we can try to recall when was the last time we asked God for leading in our life.
也许我们会在那里回想，我们上一次寻求神的带领是在什么时候？
When was the last time we truly had fellowship with God?
当我们上一次真的与我们的神有交通是在什么时候？
We know we should trust in God and rely on Him for all things.
我们都知道我们要来依靠主，在所有的事情上来信靠。
But when compared to our phones, it seems quite apparent.
但好像与我们的手机来相比的时候，我们的神好像不是那么的重要。
Right, it's as if we don't depend on Christ for everything.
好像我们不是在那里依靠我们的主，在所有的事情上来依靠他。
So we have this knowledge that we know the old man is corrupt and cannot be saved.
所以我们知道我们有这个知识，说我们的旧人是已经败坏的，我们不能来拯救他。
So then why do we still pursue this instead of completely relying on our Lord?
但是为什么我们在这里好像还在寻求我们旧人的成长，而不去来完全的依靠神呢？
One thing I could think of is that we think that completely consecrating ourselves to the Lord is too hard.
我想有一件事就是我们会有一个心思觉得完全的把我自己奉献给神是太难的一件事情。
There is just something I can't let go and give to the Lord.
因为我的生命当中有一些事情是我不能够完全交给主的。
Yet I still want to have the spiritual reality because brothers have shared on it and I know it is right.
我一面我非常想要得到这个属灵的实际，当我们弟兄在交通的时候。
Not only that, I want to show to others that I have the spiritual reality.
不仅是这样，而且我想也向弟兄姊妹们展示说，我的确有这个属灵的实际。
So in this condition that we are far from the Lord, we ask ourselves, how can I have spiritual reality?
当我们在这样一个光景里面，我们已经完全离开神，我们要问，我们如何能够有属灵的实际呢？
And we might ask, how can I still show Christ is living in me, even though I'm far?
我们好像在那里问，今天我好像已经离开神了，但同时我又怎么能够向大家显示说我仍然有属灵的实际？
And I think the answer is obvious that we can't.
我想答案是非常明确的，这是不可能的。
But the problem is because we still want to show, we decide to improve our soul life.
这问题就在于我们今天想要展现给别人看，所以我们在那里建造我们的魂生命。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand. We do not pursue spiritual reality for others, but we are pursuing for Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们追求属灵的实际，不是为着给别人看，而是为着得着主。
And so, when we look back in Ephesians, we see this new man that God has given us.
我们回到以弗所书里面，我们看到神已经给了我们这个新人的生命。
That this new man, the life is so abundant.
这个新人的生命是如此的丰富。
If we look in verse 24, it says, this new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
当我们看到第二十四节，他说到这个新人乃是照着神的形象造，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
We see when we live by the new life, we aren't lacking anything.
我们看到当我们照着这个新人的生命而活的时候，我们就得到了所有。
That we don't need to work to achieve holiness. We just need to live the life that Christ has given us.
我们不用用我们自己的努力去达到那个新人的生命，而是我们就活在这个新人的生命里面。
And then I saw here, this is what it means when we say sanctification by faith.
我想这就是所谓的因信成圣。
Just like all of us who believe in the Lord know we are justified by faith, we are saved by faith.
就像我们所有人当初信主的时候，我们乃是因信称义，因信得生。
That we know there's nothing we can do to save ourselves.
我们在那个时候知道没有一件事情我能够来做来拯救我自己。
Similarly, we see here that there's nothing we can do in ourselves to be holy.
这是一样的，我们今天在这里看到，也没有一件事情我们这个人可以做，让我们来成圣。
So I bring up this analogy so we can truthfully examine our spiritual condition.
我想我是用这个对比来让我们自己来检验我们真实的属灵光景。
So we are careful that we don't fool ourselves into thinking we are living by the life of the new man.
我们一定要小心，我们不要自欺，说我们今天是照着新人的生命在生活。
But in fact, our life is far from God and we are depending on ourselves and living by our old man.
但是实际上，我们却是完全远离主，在靠着自己而活。
If we are living Christ's life, we are completely dependent on Him. These go hand in hand.
如果我们真的是活在主的生命里面，完全的依靠主，这两件事情是都会有的。
And this is not something we rely on the Lord some of the time.
我们不是说我们有时来依靠主。
But every moment, every day, we cannot live without Him.
是每一个时刻，每一天，我们都不能离开主而生活。
And so the third point I want to bring up today is that we need to have a sensitive spirit. hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
第三点我想提到的是, 我们里面必须有一个敏锐的灵, 能够听到主对我们说的话。
So let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
请我们翻到马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23.
马太福音第六章22到23节。
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
22节, 眼睛就是身上的灯, 你的眼睛若嘹亮, 全身就光明, 你的眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗, 你里头的光若黑暗, 那黑暗是何等大。
So we know we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit to be in the light.
我们都知道我们要受圣灵的引导，能够才能活在光中。
But we know that we will inevitably make the wrong decision at times.
但好像我们不能避免的，我们时刻就在那里做错的决定。
We will fail and we will fall into this condition of darkness.
我们好像失败了，我们就落入黑暗的情况里面。
But it is especially important in these times that we have a sensitive spirit.
在今天的这样一个情况当中，我们尤其的重要，我们里面要有一个敏锐的灵。
We need to have the be able to hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
If
we can't even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, we will always be in darkness. Not only that, in verse 23 it mentions, but if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
不仅是这样，他23节说的，你里面的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等大呢？
And like I mentioned earlier, if we think we are in the light, but we don't realize we are in darkness, do we see how dangerous this is?
就像我前面所提到的，如果我们今天以为自己是活在光中，而其实自己是活在黑暗里，这样的黑暗是何等的大呢？
So I hope we can see how important it is that we need to hear His voice.
我想我们都要看到今天是何等的重要，我们要听见神的声音。
In things big and small.
不管是在大事还是小事上,
Every day we live and listen to His Holy Spirit.
每一天我们都要活在圣灵当中,听他的引导。
One important thing I need to bring up is the absence of the Holy Spirit telling us that we are wrong does not mean that we are right.
我想提出来的一件事情, 当我们感觉到圣灵已经不在的时候,
不告诉我们错。 Quite the opposite. It means we are so numb to the Holy Spirit, we can no longer even hear His voice.
因为我们里面好像太麻木了，我们已经不能够来听圣灵的声音了。So
we feel at peace doing all these things that are far from God.
所以我们在做这些与神完全远离的事情的时候，里面反而感觉到是平安的。But
only if we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit can we even see that we are in darkness.
只有当我们能够听到圣灵的声音。 我们才能够知道，我今天是活在黑暗当中。But
in order to come out of the darkness, we must listen to His voice and obey Him.
但是如果要能够从黑暗里面出来，我们必须要听神的声音，必须要顺服圣灵的带领。
And this may be difficult, as the Lord is telling us to consecrate something that we are unwilling to give up.
这是难的，因为主要让我们把那些我们不想要给主的，都交给他。
Or we need to ask forgiveness from a sin that we're unwilling to let go.
我们也需要向神求赦免那些我们不愿意放掉的罪。
But each time we submit to the Holy Spirit, we see that we are exercising our new life.
但每一次我们这样把自己完全的交给主的时候，我们就在那里操练我们属灵的生活。
But may God open our eyes and show that each time we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, He will never fail us.
愿主都开我们的眼睛。 每一次我们跟随圣灵的声音，祂的引导，主都会带领我们不走在黑暗里面。So
thank God that every day He continues to give us difficulties to reveal our condition.
我们要感谢神，祂每一天都给我们有难处，来显明我们身上的问题和黑暗。
I want to emphasize what Brother Benjamin shared about a month ago.
我想在这里着重提出，韦修弟兄一个月之前讲到的信息。That
this is something that is extremely practical.
这是一件非常实际的事情。
Whether it be interaction with coworkers, family member, roommates, anybody.
当我们在与我们的同事、家人、朋友在那里有互动的时候，
that we see each difficulty is another opportunity for us to examine our current condition.
我们看到每一个的难处都是在帮助我们检验我们属灵真实的光景。
And it is another opportunity for us to obey His leading.
这又是我们的一个机会，能够来顺服圣灵的带领。
And at the time when we feel we cannot control our flesh anymore.
当我们到一个点的时候，我们感觉我们不能够在那里控制我们的肉体。
That we reached our limit and we just, you know, want to outbreak.
我们真的到了我们好像的尽头，我们要爆发出来了。
Now at this point we have a decision to make.
在这个时候我们有一个决定要来做。
First, we can give up and say this way of pursuing the Lord is too hard and we give in to our flesh.
第一个我们就完全放弃了，我们说这条属灵的路太难了，我就走肉体的路。
Or we can make another resolution and say that we will not submit to our flesh and push through it again and again.
或者我们有第二个决定，就是我今天不要跟从我的肉体，我在那里寻求寻求，我要走上属灵的路。
Or third,we can see that this is the Lord giving us another testing.
第三个，我们要看到这是主又给了我们一个试验。
We seek the Lord and we ask, what is hindering our relationship with Him?
我们要问主，到底是什么东西在里面拦阻我们来到神的面前？
Why is it that at this moment I am not living out His life?
为什么在这个时候我不能够用他的生命而活出来呢？
But instead, I am living in flesh right now.
好像我这个时候我完全是在靠着我的肉体而活。
But this is a warning from the Lord to tell us to renew our consecration and restore our relationship with Him.
这个时候乃是主向我们的警告，我们要更新我们向着主的奉献。
Only if we have a sensitive spirit will we see that all of these are God's blessing to us.
只有我们里面有一个敏锐的灵，我们才能够看到所发生的事。都是神的祝福。
All of these is for our benefit and for us to restore our relationship with the Lord.
所有的这些难处都是要让我们这个人得益处，恢复我们与神的关系。
I say these things not to discourage, but to encourage everyone.
我想我说这些事情不是要在这里打击大家，而是鼓励我们每一个人。
That we must have a desire to pursue the Lord with all our might, all our strength, all our heart.
我们必须有一个强烈的心愿，我们要尽心尽力尽意爱主我们的神。
But we cannot do it in our own way, our own thoughts. We must follow the Lord's thoughts and His leading.
不能照着我们自己的想法、自己的意念、自己的力量在那里做。我们要跟随主的带领。
So as we pursue the Lord together and we live out our this life by Christ.
当我们在这里一起追求主、寻求主的时候，我们靠着他的生命而活。
May we not rely on ourselves, but rely completely on the Lord and have a sensitive spirit to follow His leading.
当愿我们都不是在这里依靠自己。而是完全的依靠主，里面能有一个敏锐的灵听到圣灵的声音。
That concludes my sharing.
这是我的小分享。
今天我想和大家交通的题目是树头，或者叫归耶和华为圣。
I want to share with brothers and sisters to set apart to the Lord or the other 树头。
树头。
To bind the forehead.
我们知道在旧约中，神。让亚伦在侍奉他之前，他有一个穿戴。
We know that in the Old Testament, before Aaron can serve the Lord has Aaron to have a specific attire.
Yeah. 他让亚伦束头、束胸，或者叫束心，然后又让他束腰。
To bind his forehead, his chest, and also
上次半年前我跟大家交通了是树心，是约束你的心，
About 6 months ago, I shared with you to bind your chest or bind your heart.
今天我想和大家继续交通，这树头。
I want to share with you today on the head.
所以我们先一起读一下圣经，出埃及记二十八章三十六节、三十七节和三十八节的最后一句。
We will read the Bible verse Exodus 28, verses 36 through 38.
出埃及记二十八章三十六节。你要用荆金做一面牌，在上面按刻图画之法刻着归耶和华为圣。
You shall also make a plate of pure gold engrave on it, like the engravings of a senate, holy to the Lord.
要用一条蓝细带子将牌系在冠冕的前面。
You shall fasten it on a violet cord, and it shall be on the turban.
然后三十八节的最后一句，他说：“这牌要常在他的额上，使他们可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。”
It shall be at the front of the turban, and the last part of 38 it says, and it shall always be on his forehead, so that they may be accepted before the Lord.
在这里我们看到，我们的神让亚伦。是把一面金牌戴在他的头上，系在他的头上。
Here we see that God have Aaron put a gold plate of pure gold on his head.
这个金牌上是刻的六个大字，是归耶和华为圣。
It has and some engravings on it, and it says "Holy to the Lord."
所以我们可以看到，实际上神的心意并不是说只是让他戴一个牌在他的额上，实际上要把这个六个字，要拿这个六个字绑在他的头上。
So God's purpose for that is not just to put a gold plate on his head, but it is to have these engravings, these words on his head.
归耶和华为圣这六个字在圣经中一共出现过三次。
This phrase here, holy to the Lord, appears three times in the Bible.
这就是在出埃及记二十八章这个第三十六节，然后出埃及记三十九章第三十节。还有再一次出现，就是在撒加利亚书第十四章的第二十节。
Another time is Exodus 39 on verse 30, and Zechariah
14:20.
Yeah.
我们发现每一次这六个字出现的时候，在圣经中都是用粗体大写字。
We noticed that when these words appear on the Bible, it's always in bold print.
这个是在圣经中唯一是一句全部用大写写的话。
It's all in caps, sorry. It's all in caps. These are the only words that are in caps.
对，所以我们知道，我们已经知道，当在圣经中一句话反复出现的时候，就代表着神对这句话的看重。
We know that when the word keeps appearing in the Bible, then God has some emphasis on it.
但是当神又把它特地的大写的时候，我们就知道这件事在神的心中是多么的重要。
But when the Lord has it all in caps, you know how important this is in the heart of the Lord.
因为这一句话，归耶和华为圣，是我们一切属灵实际的基石，也是开始。
This is the basis and the beginning. This word holy to the Lord.
如果我们没有经历归耶和华为圣这句话的实际的时候，我们不可能有真正属灵的实际。
If we do not experience the reality of this word holy to the Lord, then we would not be able to have true reality.
但是归耶和华为圣这句话到底是什么意思？
But what does it mean to be holy to the Lord?
很多人说这是让我们基督徒过一个圣洁的生活，然后让神可以得到荣耀。
Many would say that this is for us to lead a holy life, and God can have the glory.
让我们能够结果子。
That we can bear fruit.
我们知道圣灵有九种果子。
We know that the fruit of the Spirit has nine.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实，然后是温柔、节制。我们不翻译了，对。我们也非常希望能过一个圣洁的生活。
We all really wishes to have a holy life.
其实有的时候我也在想， 我在想，哪怕我能得到一种圣灵的果子，好像我也就能对得起神了。
Many times I feel that even if I can have just one of it, one part of it, and then I that would be great to what the Lord.
其实过圣洁的生活是没有错的。
It is not wrong to lead a holy life.
我们结果子有这个实际也是没有错的。
And to have that reality to be able to bear fruit, that is not wrong.
但是神在这里说归耶和华为圣这句话的重点不是让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
But here when God says holy to the Lord, it doesn't mean for us to lead a holy life.
我们常常好像一看到为圣，我们觉得这是非常重要的。
Many times when we see this word holy, we feel it is very important.
但是我们忽略了这句话，其实它的重点在第一个字归。
But you know, we often don't see that this is to the is unto.
对，归的意思就是让我们能够属于耶和华，归给神。
To be that we can belong to Him.
其实在这里我们看到这个字，如果我们用到我们身上的话，是发生了一个所有权的改变。
And this on us, we use it on us, then this is a matter of this right, this ownership.
从前我们不信神的时候，我们属于我们自己，属于这个世界。
Before we believe in the Lord, then we belong to ourselves, this world.
我们想做什么就做什么。
We can do whatever we want.
我们是自己的主人。
We are our own master.
但是现在我们信了神之后。
But after we believe in God.
神就成为了我们的主人
and he becomes our Lord.
所以我们现在就不属于自己而是属于神的
we no longer belong to ourselves but we belong to him.
所以归耶和华为圣这句话就是告诉我们让我们把自己归给神
so this phrase here holy to the Lord means that we give ourselves to him.
因为当我们把自己归给神让神成为我们的主人的话
but when we give ourselves to the Lord and he becomes our master.
是神让我们成为圣洁。
And he himself have us become holy.
他不需要我们自己去努力成为圣洁。
We do not need to use our own strength to become holy.
对，因为在罗马书第八章里他曾说过，保罗曾说。
So in Romans chapter 8, Paul says,
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣，基督耶稣已经死了。
So, 第几节？
罗马书第八章第三十三、三十四节。
So, verse 33-34. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen.
所以我们知道成圣不是靠着我们自己。
So we know that to be holy, it's not on our own merit.
因为我们无论努力都不可能成为圣洁。
Because however much we work for it, we are unable to be holy.
所以我们希望我们自己能够放弃这个想法，就是靠自己的努力成为圣洁，因为这样注定是没有盼望的。
So we need to give up on thinking that we can do with our own strength to be holy.
我年轻的时候看过一个电影。
I watched this movie when I was young.
里面有一个财主，他叫王老虎。
A rich person named
王老虎 ，Tiger Wang.
Tiger Wang.
对，他做了很多的坏事，他为了钱，什么事他都可以做。
He did a lot of wrong things, and for the money, he would do anything.
但是他呢又非常希望大家能够尊敬他，他有一个好的名声。
But he wants others to respect him and to have a good name.
有人就告诉他说，如果你要想有一个好名声，让大家尊敬你的话呢，你就要不要以恶报恶，你要以德服人。
So others told him that in order to have a good name, you cannot repay evil with evil, but you have to be good.
结果他就每天早上起来的时候就拿了一个锣站到房顶上。
So every morning he would bring out this the symbol in the morning.
Yeah. 他一边敲他就一边喊以德服人以德服人。
So he would sound the symbols and said to gain others by virtue,
gain respect by having a high moral standard.
To gain respect by having a high moral standard.
他想让大家知道他已经变好了。
Oh, he wants to, others to know that he already changed.
结果就有人来试试他，打了他一个耳光子。
So somebody came and tested him and slapped him.
他马上就要生气，但是他忍住了，他想我要以德服人。
So he was going to, you know, turn face, but he thought, you know, he had.
所以他就对着打他的人就笑着说：“以德服人，以德服人。”
So the person who slapped him said that, you know, you have to gain respect to, you know, being good.
那最后他就忍着吐血了。
So he was to the point, you know, he threw up blood.
对，所以以前每次看这个时候，我就觉得非常的好笑。
So every time when I read this, I feel it's really funny.
因为一个人里面明明没有德，他却喊着要以德服人。
Oh, it within the person has no moral standard, but you think he has to gain respect to moral standards.
你知道，如果中国有一种轻功。
In China there is a
空腹。
哦，空腹 ，OK、
yeah.。他说你要可以飞自己什么不靠着就可以飞到天上去。
You can just fly to the sky.
这种轻功的名字叫踢云纵。
It's a kind of, martial art.
他怎么做到呢？他说你用左脚尖点右脚背。用你的 left hand, a left feet, a left foot touch the right foot.
The action is like the left foot touching the right foot.
然后你就可以跳上去。
Then you can jump up.
然后在空中的时候，你再用你的右脚再点你的左脚。
Then when you're up in the sky, you can use your right foot to touch your left foot.
你如此反复不停，你就自己可以升到天上去。
And then, you know, doing this repeatedly, you can go up to the sky.
我们都知道这是不可能的事情。
We know this is impossible.
所以我们看王老虎是很可笑的，这种轻功好像也是不可能，很可笑的。
We see that this Tiger Wang is very foolish, you know, it's laughable. And then the same with this 轻功。
但实际上我们有没有想过，实际上我们就是在做这样的事情。
But have we thought about it that we are doing the same thing?
我们明明是一个罪人，里面没有一点良善。
We are sinners and there is no good in us.
我们却常常想靠着自己忍耐，我们成为圣洁，
yet,
我们想得到神的称许。
But yet we want to try our own to be patient, you know, to get please God.
所以当这些事情临到我们身上的时候，我们嘴里喊着以德服人，然后我们就冲上去。
And when things happen, you know, we say, you know, we have to gain respect by moral standards, and then we just go forward.
有的时候我们好像可以忍很久。
Sometimes we can bear a long time.
然后我们以为好像自己就圣洁了。
And we thought we are holy then.
但是我们知道到最后的时候，我们都会。败在一个忍不住上。
But we know that in the end, you know, we cannot bear it anymore, and we failed.
所以神在这里其实让我们看到，成为圣洁不是靠我们自己。
So God here shows us that to become holy is not something we can do by ourselves.
他让我们来属于他。
He wants us to belong to Him.
因为属于神的就是圣洁。
Because that which belongs to God is holy.
不属于神的就是不圣洁。
And when we are not belong to Him, then it's not holy.
所以严格的说来，其实当我们受浸，我们说归于耶稣的名下的时候。
So strictly speaking, when we are baptized unto His name,
神就已经把归耶和华为圣这句话的实际在我们身上已经做成了。
God has already done this reality of holy to the Lord, and He has done it upon us.
但是我们有没有经历过这句话的实际呢？
But have we experienced the reality of this word?
换句话说，神已经做了他的工作，我们需要做什么呢？
God has already done His part. What do we need to do?
如果我们看在《生命记》27章第9节的时候，摩西对着以色列会众说。
So in Deuteronomy 27:9, when Moses spoke to the Israelites.
你今日成为耶和华你神的人了。
So to this day you have become the people of the Lord your God.
以色列人并没有做什么。
And the Israelites did not do anything.
是神把赐下白白的恩典去接纳他们。
God has given freely His grace and received them.
这个全部都是神做的。
And this is all done by God.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
因为他们已经成为神的人了。
Because they are already God's people.
但是紧接着在27章第10节里，摩西又说。
But immediately afterwards in verse 10, Moses said,
所以你们要听从耶和华你神的话。
Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God.
这个就是我们该做的。
This is what we have to do.
就是让这个神做成的事实 在我们身上能够成为实际。
That the fact that the Lord has already done becomes a reality in us.
我们说一个主人要是有一个仆人。
So if a master have a slave.
这就是一个事实。
Then this is a fact.
但是如果这个做仆人的从来不把主人当成主人来看。
That is a slave, the servant did not put his master as his master.
这个事实就没有在这个仆人身上成了一个实际。
Then this fact is not a reality in the servant's life.
所以我们应该做什么？
So what do we need to do?
我们要做的就是让归耶和华为圣这个神做成的事实在我们身上能够成为实际。
So this holy to the Lord, we want what God has accomplished, his fact becomes a reality in our lives.
或者说我们就是要把神当成真正的主人。
That we treat him as a true master.
所以在做任何的事情的时候我们都可以顺服神的带领。
So in all things that we do, we are able to follow his leading.
我们前面说过这句话非常的重要。
Then we are able to submit to his leading. So this word is very important here.
因为没有他的话就不可能有真正属灵的实际。
Because without him, we are not able to have spiritual reality.
所以神要把这句话在大经里在圣经里要反复的说，而且要大写的说。
That is why God has this His word here to repeat it and also in caps.
如果我们在读这个出埃及记，第二十八章三十八节的最后一句话的时候
，When we read Exodus 28:38 at the very end，
神让把写的这句话的金牌不光是要戴在我们的头上，绑在我们的头上，而且。他说要常常的戴在我们的头上。
Not only this word to be on the turban to be on the head, but it's always on the head and yeah, it's always on the forehead.
Yeah, 不是只戴一下就好了。
It's not just you know for a while.
也不是只在特定的场合我才把它戴上。
And not for specific occasions to wear that.
我们所做的常常是我在聚会的时候，我想起我把这句话戴在我的头上。
And many times for us, you know, it's during gathering we remember it and we put it on our head.
我祷告的时候，我把这句话戴在我的头上。
And when we pray, you know, we put it on our head.
从聚会中一出去，我就把这个牌就摘下来就扔掉了。
And when we get out of the meeting, you know, we just take it out and put it away.
当我祷告结束的时候，我就把这个牌摘下来我就扔掉了。
And when we finish praying, we will take it out and throw it away.
当我们在工作中，在生活中的时候，我们更是常常就把它绑起来就放在哪不知道了就。
And when we work or we are at home, you know, we just put it somewhere and we forget.
因为我们觉得把这个牌戴在我们的头上，就像戴了一个紧箍咒。
And because we feel that when it's on our head, it's like
something that
is binding us.
Binding us, yeah. 好像我们就从此失去了自由。
That we from then on we lose our freedom.
好像我这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
I can't do this, I can't do that.
所以一有机会我就把它摘下来。
And so when I have the opportunity, I will just take it off.
我想享受一下我得之不易的自由。
I want to enjoy this freedom that I have.
但其实我们不知道。
But you know, truly, we do not know.
其实这面金牌，就写着归耶和华为圣的这面金牌，实际上它是我们真正的宝库。
This plate of pure gold that's on it engraved holy to the Lord, this is our protection.
是我们的荣耀。
And it's our glory.
就像我们祷告的时候唱的诗歌。
Just as we sang the hymn that we sang when we prayed.
戴上这面金牌，可以断开我们一切的锁链，一切的捆绑。
And when we have this on this plate of pure gold on us, it can break every fetter.
可以救我们从那个罪恶过犯中真正的出来。
It will deliver us from this all this sin.
所以我们要问我们自己，我戴上这面牌了没有？
We have to ask ourselves, do we have we worn this plate of gold?
我是把它当成一个紧箍咒呢，还是把它当成一个荣耀？
Do we feel like this is something that's forced on us, or do we take it as our glory?
如果我们把它当成一个紧箍咒的话呢，我们心里就会百般的不愿意。
If this is something we feel that is forced on us, then we will be unwilling.
我们就不想戴，而且戴上也是总想把它摘下来。
And we wouldn't want to wear it, and every time it's on there, we want to take it off.
如果我们真正是把这看成是我们的荣耀的话，
But when we see that this is our glory.
我们就会欢欢喜喜地戴上，而且一直戴着。
And we'll wear it joyfully always.
神在马拉基书第一章第六节里，他曾责备我们说。
In the book of Malachi, in chapter 1, verse 6.
他说：“儿子尊敬父亲， 仆人敬畏主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的人在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence?
我们看我们实际的生活的时候，我们实在没有把我们的神当成我们真正的主人。
So when we look at our life in reality, we didn't treat God as our master.
那在出埃及记里28章38节最后一句，他说到：如果我们喜悦这面金牌，我们常常把它们戴在我们的额上，只有这样，我们才能在神面前蒙悦呢。
So in Exodus 28:38, and of it says that when we truly joy to wear this, you know, it shall always be on our forehead. Then we may be accepted before the Lord.
最后我还想交通一点。
And lastly, want to mention a point.
就是神让我们戴上这归耶和华为圣的这面金牌，它的目的是什么
？The purpose that God wants us to wear this plate of gold holy to the Lord.
它的目的不是让我们成圣。
His purpose is not for us to be holy.
其实他的目的是让我们服侍神自己和他的教会。
That the purpose is for us to serve Him and His church.
如果我们读出埃及记，我们知道，当亚伦穿戴好神要求的这个服侍之后
，When Aaron put on the garments that the Lord have him,
当他束好了自己的头，束好了自己的心，束好了自己的腰的时候
，When he has bound his forehead, his chest and his waist.
他要进入会幕或就近坛，在圣所供职。
He is to enter into the tabernacle, to the altar, to serve God.
所以他要在那里服侍神和以色列的会众。
He is there to serve God and the people of Israel.
所以我们知道归耶和华为圣，不是为了我们自己。
So we know that to be holy to the Lord is not for our own.
他不是让我们好像成为圣洁，就是我们今生最终的目的。
It's not like to be holy that this is the end goal of our lives.
好像我们成为圣洁以后，神的救恩就到此为止了。
As if you know to become holy, then the salvation is just there.
它是让我们可以把自己归到神的手中，神可以用我们来服侍他自己和他的教会。
But then we give ourselves to the Lord that He can use us for Himself and His church.
但我们实际的情况常常是，我们信主是为了自己。
Many in reality, you know, our situation is we believe in the Lord as for ourselves.
我们成圣也是为了自己。
Our being holy is for ourselves.
我们所做的一切好像都是为了我们自己。
All that we do is for ourselves.
其实这并不是神救我们的目的。
And this is not the purpose of God saving us.
所以真的是希望我们每一个人的眼睛都能被神打开。
And may our eyes are opened by the Lord.
我们既然走到这条路上。我们就不要在这里浪费我们的时间。
That we have already walked on this way, that we do not waste our time.
让我们真的可以看到神心中的旨意。
And we can see the will in God's heart.
让我们所有的人一起起来。
That we can all rise up.
把我们自己交在神的手里。
That we can hand ourselves to the Lord's hand.
成为神手中可用的工具。
And to be a vessel that He can use.
让我们可以起来一起服侍他和他的教会。
That we can all rise up to serve Him and His church.
这就是我今天的交通。
This is my sharing today.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为是你救了我们。
Because you saved us.
你让这救恩白白临到我们身上。
You have given this salvation freely to us.
主，在你眼里。我们是圣洁的。
Lord, in your eyes we are holy.
因为你已经用你的血洗清了我们一切的不义，一切的过犯。
Because you have cleansed all our unrighteousness and all our sin.
说，但是求你赦免我们。
And so, Lord, we ask you to forgive us.
说，我们常常忽视这样的恩典。
We take lightly of this grace.
我们的眼睛还是注视在我们自己的身上。
And we focus our eyes on our own self.
我们看不见你心中的那个渴望，你的旨意。
We do not see your desire, that will in your heart.
求你今天开我们所有人的眼睛。
So Lord, today open all our eyes.
让我们心甘情愿，把我们每一个人、每一颗心都交在你的手里。
That we willingly give ourselves our hearts to you.
让你所有的儿女都起来。
That all your children will rise up.
都在你的会所里，主啊，成为服侍你的人。
And to serve you in your house.
我们感谢你。 祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
好。